Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, Rosemary. Thank you for being with me today. I am so grateful to see your little face across the table from me. Today, we're going to talk about gratitude.
Did you ever consider auditioning for Bosco or like The Den as a presenter? No, I'm serious, because you're very good at it.
Did you ever think about auditioning for The Den? Because you could have been Zug.
I did actually
Zig
audition.
Zag or Zug.
I did actually audition to be a presenter on RT2.
No, you could have been Zig or Zag's sister is what I'm saying.
That's rude.
You could have been a puppet. I'd love to see you with a Zaga bomb. What, you did audition?
Yeah, that's just come back to me. I'd totally forgotten that until I even said that.
What did you have to do for your audition?
I went into RT. I think I was asked to audition.
As if.
Fuck off. Because I was on Exposé all the time.
As if.
So I think somebody from RTE contacted me and was like, oh, we're looking for a new presenter for this. No, it was for a fashion segment on TuTube, I think, which is like an after-school kind of magazine show on RTE2. And it was for the fashion segment. And I remember Blanith Hennessy, who owns Folkster, yeah. She ended up getting it. But I went in, I think I had to like do a bit where I interacted with the presenter and then another bit where I talked about a trend or something. And I think I was given a script for one part of it and then the other part of it was just kind of chatting.
Why didn't you get it?
Don't know.
Such is life.
Such is life.
So, Rosemary, are you grateful you didn't get that job?
I mean, yes, actually, because I didn't really like being recognised from the small things I was recognised from. And I feel like RT2 is much more watched. Well, actually, Exposé, I think, was the biggest show on Irish TV for a while there. So maybe I wouldn't have been recognised more, but no, I mean,
you would have been recognised by an entirely different demographic. The ones who shout at you and throw things at you.
Kids.
Yeah, teenagers, yeah, and kids.
I wouldn't have liked that at all. But I also just, I don't regret not doing more TV, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't look back and go, God, I should have done more TV. I should have done this. I should have done that. If anything, I would have liked to have done more radio.
Mm.
But I've never thought, oh, I wish I could go back to TV.
I remember one time I was on my way to Whelan's, I was all dressed up to go to a gig and two teenagers walked by me and egged me on the head. Two eggs right in the hair. Had to go home.
Strangers?
Yeah, two randos. Just walked past, pointed at me, shouted some abuse at me, threw eggs on my head.
You were living on Thomas Street?
Yeah. No, I was living, I think, in Rathmines at the time.
Oh my God.
Threw eggs on my head and ran off and I had to go, ha ha, that was a funny yoke. No, I didn't. I cried and went home.
And did you, like, you didn't go home, get washed and go out again?
As if. I was humiliated at that point. I had had yellow drippy yolk running down my head.
Your worst nightmare. You don't even like yellow drippy yolk running down your toast.
Ugh.
I know, look.
Oh, I do like eggs, like, ugh, sometimes. All right. So today we're going to talk about gratitude journals, journaling, and
being grateful,
morning pages, inspirational creativity, etc. A lot of people I know do
the artist's way. Mm-hmm. I actually bought that because Louise O'Neill recommends it so much, and she was like, "I feel like it would really help you with your process." She didn't say that, but like with your process, I always feel like being American when I say process. And I bought it. I opened it, I'd say once, read the first page, and then went, "I'll get back to that someday." And have I ever got back to it? I have not.
I have gifted the artist's way several times to friends of mine that I believe are more of a spiritual bent potentially than I am.
All of your friends?
Some of them.
I'd say most of your friends are more spiritual than you are, than I am as well. Like,
well, yeah, probably. Highly recommended by people. People who love it really, really, really love it. But people who don't, I've never met them except for you. I just didn't have the patience. I don't disagree with the theory of journaling every morning, etc. But I couldn't read through the actual content of the book. I didn't enjoy being told how much more enlightened and spiritual, etc. I would feel like I just had to do it. I did start a journal this year, and I bought one of those. Oh no, somebody gifted me a 5-year journal. You know, it just has this tiny little like 3 lines kind of space per day. Yeah, so I did start that, and I found it again this week, and it has 3 days filled in for 2024, and I promptly forgot about it.
Well, my gratitude journal is right behind you, and I think I probably did 11 days of January, 8 of which were consecutive, and then I'd like miss a day, do one, miss 4 days, do one. But I do want to get back to it, not because like I mean obviously I only did about 11 days. I don't know that I felt any benefit from it, but I do believe that if I did it for a long time, I might get better. Because like one of the things that my journal said each day was like, what act of kindness did you do? I think I've mentioned this. I could never think of one. I don't do any acts of kindness for anyone.
You did.
Except for today.
Yeah, you brought me home gifts. You stopped on the way to get me a lovely juice.
Actually, you know what? People who like journals, I feel like, really like juice.
You offered to do the podcast with me now, so we don't have to do it this evening. That was not an act of kindness. That was an act of kindness for yourself, because I was like, oh no.
But tonight, you're going to be so glad we don't have a left to do.
That's true. It's more like I prefer to do it when we're together. You know, it is much better to do it in person. Yeah. So back to the artist's way. Anyway, so you're supposed to sit down in the morning and do what's called your morning pages, right? Now, this also assumes that you have time to do morning pages. And I read a thing yesterday that says, if it's a priority for you, you will make the time. However, there are a lot of things that I need to be prioritizing and making time for, including getting up earlier to look after my kids, getting up earlier to exercise, getting up earlier to wash my hair, getting up earlier to clean the house so that I don't have to clean it after the kids go to school, etc. You know, there are a lot of things that, how do I rank them and decide where morning pages fit in? But I'll tell you, I did start just making notes of things that happened in my life, you know, over the last year, kind of to remind myself.
Good things or bad things or both?
Oh no, good things. Just to remind myself, like I started writing down things the kids say that are funny, you know, and I kind of do it, but not in a centralized location. So I started putting them all into one just place because my ultimate dream is to be carted into a police station. What's it called?
Interrogation room?
No, sorry. Carted into a police station, law and order style, and asked, where were you on January the 11th, 2021? And me to be able to open my journal and go, well, let me tell you.
I'm sorry. You think writing down January 11th, Fox said, I wish you were a minor child so we could be children together. You think you're going to go, oh, I know exactly where I was now.
That was actually hilarious, though, that he said that. Actually said was, I wish you were a kid, Mom, a minor. He said, not a pickaxe minor, a kid minor, so we could be kids together.
Minecraft has a lot to answer for. He would never have known the term pickaxe before Minecraft.
He still doesn't know it. He says pickaxe.
that's so cute. So you think reading something funny your kid says is going to give you any clue as to what you did? You should see me, Beatrice. Sorry, speaking of journaling, you should see me trying to write my money diaries. I literally, because I look through, I still don't do it day by day. I look through my spending and I go, okay, that was the day I went to the Indian. That was the day I went to this place. That was the day I went to GK downtown. And then I have to try and assemble my week like that. You know what I mean? Very difficult.
Well, I mean, Honest to God, that's more fool you. At this point, you should just be writing down four sentences at the end of a day. This, 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 and this. I mean, it is actually amazing how you can look back over the last 6 days and have zero idea of what you've done for the first like 20 minutes. You have to sit down and really think. Like when I was doing the spending diary for you, I was like, what did I do last Monday? And I was like, Monday.
It's so nothing hard.
But nothing was springing to mind. I was like, blank day of absolute nothingness, which I know not to be true, you know?
It's like when I used to work in an office, though. You'd come in on Monday and they'd go, do you have a nice weekend? What did you get up to? And I'd go, I have no idea.
What's it now, says Bubbles?
Literally no clue. Have you ever done, like, so you're kind of trying to do a gratitude journal then of a sort, are you?
No, I'm trying to journal. I'm trying to at least keep track of things that happen in my life so I can look back and go, oh yeah, that, because I realize I have a really bad memory.
But I don't think that's what the Gen Z, is it Gen Z? I don't think that's what the Gen Zers are talking about when they talk about journaling. I think journaling,
oh God,
in that sense, is like you wake up, you write down a stream of consciousness of like what you're worried about and everything. You just get it off your chest.
That's emotion,
right?
Emotional journaling. Now, this is not journaling at all. This is like notating facts of existence.
You know what? I'd like you to do emotional journaling for a week. And then I'd like to read it.
Oh God, I don't know if it'd be any good. It'd be like, had this thought, wasn't a useful thought, to try to stop thinking about it. Had this thought, wasn't a useful thought. You should
let yourself, Beatrice, forgive yourself for your thoughts. Let them pass by like clouds in the wind.
I actually was speaking to somebody who is a therapist yesterday, and I was talking about my therapist, and she said she sounds very reality based. She obviously practices reality based therapy. She said, I like to listen to people's feelings and emotions and examine the origin of those, or at least the purpose of those, you know, before I dismiss them. And I was like, yeah, but I fear that I would just become way too self-indulgent, because like I can, you know, doom spiral off down very negative thought passageways, or even just like very obsessive thoughts. And I don't know that it would be super helpful for me, because I feel like I have spent, you know, many years indulging my own thoughts and emotions and worries about myself and ideas about myself. And now, I mean, it's not that I'm denying them. It's more that I'm like, I know that it doesn't necessarily serve me a great purpose at this moment in my life. And maybe in the future, I will have that headspace again. I just don't know that I can indulge that in my, and maybe it's not an indulgence, but I can't allow myself to go there at the moment.
I know what you mean, but I don't think it has to be so all or nothing. You know, that you're like, you know, once you let one feeling in, 10,000 of them come in and you can't stop it. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, it's hardly like, I mean, I'm not exactly Data or, you know, Bjorg, the Bjorg, whatever he's called, right? I'm not like some robot here, right?
Are you talking about Spock? It's not the Borg. The Borg just have the group thoughts, don't they? They all think the same.
Well,
we are Borg.
Yeah, we are Borg. Exactly. Well, I'm not that. Like, I mean, I have a good cry probably every second day. Aww. I was awake, but I mean, positive, negative, you know, reading about somebody, watching ER, like thinking about mom and dad. Like I have, you know, I do lots of crying. Like there are a lot of emotions like that I'm in touch with here. You know, it's not like they're tamped down. It's more that they're tamped halfway down, because if they weren't tamped, they would be overflowing into my life at every moment possible. And I also was awake last night for 3 hours with all these thoughts running rampant in my mind.
Well, I gathered when I got a message from you on Instagram at 4:27 a.m. I was like, oh, Beatrice is having an insomniac night, obviously.
Yeah, I did.
Have you talked to your therapist about your sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What does she say?
Her recommendation was around like writing, like keeping a pen and paper by the bed, which I have, but like can never really make myself sit up and write. And she was like, sit up, write down whatever you're thinking about and kind of like put it down as a tomorrow. Think about worrying thoughts to do with whatever.
Yeah. I don't need to worry about that now because I've written it down to worry about tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. I can never bring myself to do a paper and pen either, because then you have to turn on the light as well.
Yeah. I have to turn on the light, I have to sit up.
Yeah, at least if I'm looking at my phone, I can do that from a lying down position, although I do frequently hit myself in the face with the phone when it like falls out of my hand.
Oh, I was on my computer last night. I try not to look at my phone in bed anymore because the light just gets too bright, even though I have it down dim, then I can't see. You know, it's like one or the other.
See how dim Brandon has his phone? Every time he shows me, he goes, look at this video, and I'm like, turn up your brightness. I can't see a thing. It's like, it's literally like it's off. It's ridiculous.
Do you know anybody who practices? So you practice a gratitude journal, semi-practice it out of the last...
I wouldn't say I practice it. I'm trying to get into it. I have a friend who journals every day. And like says that it really helps her clear her thoughts in the morning. You know what I mean? Just kind of write down kind of anything that she wakes up that's on her mind. She writes in her journal and then just gets on with her day.
Do you think that to-do lists are a type of journaling? Not the way you're talking about, like not, you know, not emotional, but do you think that they are a type of decluttering?
I think they can be, yeah. Like if, because sometimes I'll write down, like if there's something that's on my mind that I'm like, I really need to not forget that. Writing it down does help me because then it's kind of, I can worry about it later and then focus on whatever I'm trying to focus on. So maybe in a way that there is a kind of a mindfulness to to-do lists in that it takes something that you're going to worry about at a later stage and allows you to focus on what you're focusing on right now.
I must be doing to-do lists incorrectly because I mean, I wrote a very long to-do list the other day with some urgent topics on it.
It can't be too long. That's overwhelming.
No, I promptly forgot about it. And the next day I was like, I didn't do any of those things. I forgot about them because I wrote them on the list.
But they obviously weren't urgent then.
Oh, they were absolutely urgent. I missed the deadline and everything.
The deadline for what?
For like this thing that I had to submit and I have to call and do a reapplication. Like it was totally urgent. Yeah,
that's really annoying.
I know. I was like, what the fuck was the purpose of this to-do list?
So you put it on the to-do list. It went out of your mind and then it also went out of your life.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
basically
bad.
Well, I put it on a virtual to-do list. Maybe I need a physical to-do list. I mean, so I also read, I mean, we read it recently about kids studying and how there is, and how they had in this study, and it wasn't a huge study, but in this study, they actually attached electrodes to kids' heads, etc., and said, came out and said, like, there's a kind of a deep learning involved mm-hmm. with reading physical books or paper.
Yeah, reading on physical paper. Yeah.
Yes, and that there's what they called more shallow learning. And I mean, now again, I do think this is semi-anecdotal because...
Yeah, yeah. I don't think shallow learning and deep learning are scientific terms necessarily.
Oh, I think they might be, but I more feel like that the sample pool wasn't large enough to really consider it a very, you know, significant study. But do you think that... So I also spoke to a therapist, another therapist about this recently, and I said,
How many therapists do you have on your...
Several.
In your Rolodex?
Several. And I spoke to a different therapist about this, and she specializes in... anxiety and kind of those sort of anxious behaviors, things like that. And she was talking about the benefits of journaling. And I said, well, I don't journal, but I keep notes on my computer. She's like, absolutely doesn't even count unless it's written by hand. She said that you're not processing it in the same way.
Well, that reminds me of me trying to get my head around this everyday calendar that I literally like. So you sent me incredible, like you did loads of work. You put it on a calendar in Canva. You also sent me a list on notes of topics. And it wasn't until I printed out an A4 page with February, with a February calendar on it, and wrote down all the topics myself in each day, literally, that I kind of went, okay, now I understand what's happening. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't figure the plan out. It was like my brain was glitching.
But that's processing in a way, right? That's the learning processing part. So I could understand that. That kind of goes back to support that that study done with the kids.
Paper versus screens, yeah.
That you kind of have to... But also like reading something is not the same as digesting it. Like writing it out and having... Like you actually had to figure out and kind of calculate. You're almost doing maths as you were writing it down for yourself,
well,
right?
Well, almost writing a little map, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas journaling... You write a lot, obviously, on a computer. Do you ever write anything? You know, when you write personal things on a computer, do they seem less intense or less personal than if you handwrite them?
I never handwrite anything, so I don't know. But it probably would be an interesting exercise. I mean, aside from my gratitude journal, but I never handwrite. Like, I never write, oh, I'm thinking about this, I'm going to write about it. Then I go to my laptop. Or I'll write about it in my notes app on my phone. But I never actually write by hand. And it's interesting because I wonder, like part of me has always thought, because I've always written on a computer, because I, like we had a computer kind of before any of my friends had a computer, and I learned to type really early. So I can type, probably faster than I can write now.
My finger gets
so very sore.
Much faster. I get terrible hand cramp writing now. I don't know how I used to write essays. I was writing 3 thank you cards to my most recent interview. 3 thank you cards, which mom was like, you're sending physical thank you cards.
She's the one who drilled into us our whole lives about the thank you cards.
I know. I was like, of course I am. I said I sent an email and I'm following up with a thank you card.
Very nice of you.
Right, of course.
Very polite.
From it was lovely actually. Lavery cards from the National Gallery.
They looked lovely. Yeah.
Very nice. I thought a nice touch myself. Although there were two girls sunbathing. I was like, probably too risque for a job interview.
I'm sure it's fine. Listen.
Anyway, I was writing these and I literally wrote, you know, thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Look forward to next steps. Hand was in agony.
Beatrice, remember when I, as a tier on my Patreon, had you'll get a handwritten card from me each month. And I didn't think this through at all. And there ended up being 50 people subscribed at this tier. So I had to buy 50 cards, buy 50 stamps, and then write them all. Oh, yeah. And it was, you'll get a card and a surprise in the post. So like one year I sent everyone these incest. One month I sent everyone these incense matches. You're not allowed to send matches in the United States.
Oh, Rosemary, you're not allowed to send incest anyway. Either.
Incense. And then another time I think I sent them like,
I mean, I'm sure you're not allowed to send matches tattoos. In any country in the United States.
Oh yeah, maybe not. Then I sent temporary tattoos another time.
You are like living on the edge here. Temporary
stickers.
Tattoos,
no, because it
matches,
had to be stuff that you could fit in an envelope.
A
you know
tiny
what I mean?
Little grenade.
A bookmark. But it was very expensive. And then I had to write every single card and literally my hand would be in spasm.
Do you remember you did the one where you had to write, you said, I'm going to send everybody
Mommy's
a recipe.
Oh my God, that was an even bigger mistake. And you and I hand wrote recipes on recipe cards for 50 fucking people.
I remember I was like, can I abbreviate this? Can I skip
this
line?
I really earned my money with that one. That was a tier that like, no matter what you got in the post, blood, sweat and tears went into that tier.
Blood, sweat and tears went into that sticker.
Oh God, gross. No, I didn't sweat on anybody's stickers.
Oh.
Probably did.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So do you have your own diary that we could read a section from it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we'll see now if this makes you feel, and then we'll read something out of your computer and see if this makes you feel more emotional.
Sorry, Dad has taped up my diary like...
Yeah, because he didn't want to read anything. He was afraid of what he might see in it.
But like, I can't see where the tape ends. Where does this tape end? Oh, there. No.
Yeah, he's honestly definitely. He's like, I don't want to know what this one's, what shenanigans this teenage.
Dad never read my book, did he? Not very supportive.
What?
He didn't read my book.
I'm pretty sure he has skimmed it.
Remember, I tried to get Mom to read a bit out loud for Instagram. She wouldn't. He's ruined my diary. Okay. Oh God, he's also ripped some pages out of other diaries. Okay.
Let's see now if this feels more emotional than if it were typed.
July 2003. Weight, 11 stone, 10 pounds.
Oh, Jesus, it's Bridget Jones' diary.
In brackets, I'm so crap at this weight loss business. 2 exclamation marks. Hours of exercise, 0. Maybe that's why, sudden epiphany. Accounts done, 230. Usually 150, so vast improvement. I don't know, I must have been doing some, I think I was doing some like data input job. I don't know what it was. Anyway, today I got up really late, 11 o'clock or so. That is very late. I don't know why I was so tired. Maybe because I exercised yesterday and then went to the pub. Action overload. It was just the girls and Muldowney's. It was boring, but good to all get together. I think blank wants everyone to go down to blank for the results, but I don't know really if I want to, because I'd kind of like to celebrate with everyone. Blank, 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 blank. Because I know she won't go. I rang Lemongrass in City West today to apply for a job, and they took some details and said they'd get back to me. Blank's got a job there. They pay €8 an hour plus tips, so it'd be good money. I just really want to pay off all my debts.
Rosemary, there are definite common threads. Is this 20 years ago?
And this civil service job doesn't seem to be in any rush. I'm so sick of having no money.
Oh my God, Rosemary. Imagine how it would feel if, like, future fairy you just arrived. Hey, just know that in 20
change.
Years, this is going to be exactly the
20
same.
21 years, you're right, Jesus Christ. This job I'm doing now is really handy, but it's boring. And if I was working in Lemongrass, I could do it as well. I'd be minted. I'll ring them again tomorrow if they haven't got back to me.
€8 an hour, I'd be minted.
Blank came up today and we watched Monsters Ball. I don't know what all the fuss was about. It's really boring with a really graphic sex scene. That's it. Not that great. Kiss, kiss, Rosemary. Let's see if I'm any richer in a few months. Hang on. September 3rd, 2003.
That's Mom and Dad's anniversary, is it?
Yeah. Oh, God. I've money owed on the next page.
You still haven't paid some of this back.
Money owed. Mom, €95. Roseanne, €5. Sorry, Roseanne, I hope I gave that back to you. Credit union, approx €350. And then on the next line I have stuff to be bought. Sex in the City box sets, €50. Tick. Bracelet fix, €30. New phone, max €150. Tick. Bag, max €30. Anyway, September 3rd.
Critical.
So, today is the first day off I've had since we got back from Turkey. I only got up at 11:45. I feel refreshed now, right. I have to say.
I love this. It's so late getting up. 11:45. This is clearly the daily habit.
I'm going to go for a bit of a walk after Home and Away, I think. I feel really lethargic lately. At the moment, I'm watching the 2003 VMAs. Britney just kissed Madonna. Crazy. They did a version of Like a Virgin mixed with Hollywood, mixed with Work It by Missy Elliott.
Sorry, literally, you are the same person.
It's good. But Chris Rock is presenting and I hate him. I had good taste. Work is going well. When I arrived on Sunday, they all knew I was starting. They were all really friendly and nice. The work is good. I mean, it's all very professional. We have a book for everything.
But where are you?
Don't know.
In Lemongrass.
No idea. But the days go by quickly and it's good fun because the staff are all so nice. So that's good. What's not good is that I'm not getting paid till tomorrow fortnight, so I'm going to have to borrow more money. At the moment, I owe Mum €50 and about €300 to the credit union. The other big news is that I got a job in Zara as full-time cashier, so I'm taking that and quitting Urban Outfitters because the pay is so much better. In Zara, I'd be on €22,100 a year plus commission, about €11 an hour, compared to just €6.85 an hour in Urban Outfitters. And even
That's what I was earning at Marnie when I started, €22,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And even at that, I'm only part-time. So I think Zara is the way forward for me. Although on the downside, I have to have a uniform with shoes and all. Rosemary. Oh, next line. Beep came up this evening to watch Lord of the Rings, but we're not going to watch it till tomorrow because I'm so tired and I'm going to bed. Current time, 22:25. I'm such a loser. I love him so much, but we're always fighting. We'll have to sort it out. Rosemary.
Sorry, this is... You got up at 11:45 and you're so exhausted.
10:25. I haven't even been up for 12 hours.
Let's see. Okay, you're actually ridiculous.
Oh, I'm going to do one more.
Owing some more money.
October 22nd.
I have to say, Rosemary, I don't know about this written malarkey. There's literally no difference. I wonder how genuinely past you, like, so full of optimism for the future would feel. You're still obsessed with Britney.
Stop.
You still owe
my
money.
Therapist just asked me today, do I feel optimistic for the future? And I said no and started crying.
What?
Anyway, October 22nd. Today was quite tiring. I'm exhausted. My legs and feet are really cramped. These long hours are crazy. I worked 10 to 8:15.
That is long.
I really do feel so physically drained. Today I did well, though. I only spent £17, unlike the £26 I spent yesterday, nearly €40. Sterling just puts it all out of context. I think I'm in London now training for Zara. I ate slightly better today, although I still had pizza for dinner.
We're so mean to ourselves, aren't we?
I know. I'd really like a stir fry, actually. I wonder where the nearest nice Chinese is. I'd love a vegetable stir fry.
Oh.
And basmati rice. I have changed, Beatrice. I'd hate a vegetable stir fry. We're not in tomorrow till 1:30, so I think I'm going to have a little lie on. Then go to H&M, maybe. I don't really know. I'm not really going to shop tomorrow. I'll leave that till Sunday to do. Tomorrow's just looking. That's all.
Sounds like a likely story.
Sounds convincing. I just want to have a look around at a time when the shops are actually open. I'll have to call Ursula at some stage as well, maybe tomorrow or Friday. I'll see. Blank called me tonight. We were on the phone for about an hour, more maybe. It was good though. We had a decent chat. I really miss him. It's so much worse because I know he's so far away. Rosemary.
Well, that sounds very yearning. There's a lot of yearning there.
Oh, hang on. Let me just tell you, this is now... when I started in Zara. This is interesting. November 16th, 2003 is the last one I'm going to read. Well, today was the fourth day of trading for Zara in Dublin and things have been amazingly hectic. It's completely insane. We took in over €230,000 on the first day. Imagine. The queue for the cash desks was a half hour long. I served Nicky Byrne and Georgina Ahern. It was a very proud moment. Back and be like, he's going to block you on Twitter.
Poor little innocent past you. She had no clue.
My skin and nails are so bad at the moment because I'm not really getting a chance to eat healthily or exercise at all. I have Wednesday off, so I think I'll go down to the gym then. I'll see Rosemary.
Poor you. Why did he block you?
I actually know this one. It was because when he got the job as a DJ in 2FM and it was called The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny, I can't remember her surname, but she'd been on RT Radio for years and was basically getting to be his like supporting, even though they were like doing it together and she was, she was definitely doing more work than he was because he was new and didn't know what he was doing. So she was in there as the like experienced hand. And I just thought it was so fucking annoying. I was like, I was so angry on her behalf. And maybe she wasn't angry, but I was tweeting going like, Nicky Byrne's a fucking pop star. He shouldn't be getting this job over people who have worked in radio and worked hard at this and blah, blah, blah. And I was probably quite rude about him. But I stand by the sentiment, if not the method of delivery.
Also, he might have been good at his job, but like, yeah, it is a bit crap that she was relegated to like sidekick where she had all the experience.
When she had like at least a decade's experience at that point and he was literally coming from being in a manufactured boy band managed by Louis Walsh.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure they worked hard and he's also super famous, right? So that's why people were tuning in to listen to. Wasn't he the blonde, handsome one? I mean,
they're all blonde, except for Mark.
They weren't all blonde.
They were all blonde except for Mark. Mark Feely. The rest of them were all blonde. Let me find a picture. Well, actually, no, I was incorrect. Three of them are blonde and two of them are brunettes.
God bless.
Could you name them now, Beatrice?
I couldn't.
This is a test of your Irishness.
No, I couldn't. Brian
Fadden.
Fadden. Yeah, he's the only one I know. No.
Kian.
No.
Mark.
No.
Nicky. And I think that's Shane.
Shane. Yeah, that's his name. Shane. He looks like
anyway,
Shane.
Anyway, that's Nicky Byrne at about the age of about 16. I saw their final gig, allegedly final gig in Croke Park, although then they came back several years later. I think they were. I think it was great fun. Like, you know, it was one of those. It was a great atmosphere.
I did think they were. I was very proud of them, even though I absolutely did not like their music or them at all.
I was obviously very proud of myself when I served Nicky Byrne and Zara. So,
and listen. Georgina.
And Georgina. And I told them that my mom bought RSVP magazine just for them, which I'm sure they found insulting in hindsight. My mom bought RSVP just for you. So they were like, cheers.
Why would they be insulted by that?
Because it's a bit like my mom likes you. Oh, my mom thinks you're cool. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, they probably got a lot of that.
I know.
So what is your takeaway? To journal or not to journal?
I haven't seen the results of it myself, but I am willing to try harder and see in 2 months.
I mean, the thing is, grateful I am. Like, clearly it works, right, for people.
Mm.
You know, there are benefits to it. We just need to work harder at it.
Yeah, I need to try and erase some of my cynicism and find some more optimism in life and in gratitude journaling.
I need to find more time and I know that I just need to prioritize different things. So,
oh God, what a snore. You need to prioritize paying off your debts like me. So
well,
I'll 2003.
Tell you that, well, I'll tell you that your diary has made me realize that we are who we are. And I have been saying for 20 years, I need to find more time to exercise. I need to find more time for this. More. Although at one point I did exercise ferociously.
Yeah,
when I first moved to New York.
When you'd no kids.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But like now I just get the kids. I'll do it like those influencers and do yoga and stuff with my kids balancing on my feet and knees. They're a bit big for that.
Can't wait to see that. Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Not Without My Sister is recorded in studio in Fort Wayne by Don Kirkland, who also wrote our theme tune, and the original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.